I don't know. It strikes me that it might be a perfect day to grab a sketch pad and some paint or some watercolors or some pencils or some charcoal or some fill in the blank and your phone so you can look up a YouTube video. And why not go outside and try to make a picture of what you see? Annie Dugan this morning, whose renderings of things like tomatoes and squash will really bring a tear to your eye here in KUND. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Miss Lisa. Actually, it's interesting because my aunt, we just were chatting this weekend, and she and her friend are taking socially distant walks. And one of them brings a book. My aunt loves poetry, so she brings a book of poetry, and the friend brings a sketch pad, which I think, you know, is a beautiful little image and sort of a inspiration for those of us who are looking to connect with our friends in different ways. You know, you might have gone out to dinner with friends. Well, maybe instead you can each invest in a sketch pad and some pencils and go out and sketch with each other outside 6 feet apart.
That sounds like a perfect plan. And from that distance, if you're secretly making a sketch of your friend, they're not going to be able to tell.
Well, and, you know, given my art skills, they won't be able to tell it.
Oh, goodness.
And there's a lot of organizations are realizing that they can play a role in connecting families in these kind of creative ways. So a lot of folks are saying, oh, my gosh, you know, we had summer camp plans. And, yes, some summer camps are going ahead, but some aren't. And so families are trying to figure out, okay, you know, how do we go forward? How do we make this summer one that's memorable? And a lot of organizations are doing, are releasing curriculum. They are doing online summer camps, and a lot of it is open to the public and free. So, and some names that you might recognize, for instance, the Museum of Modern Art is releasing their Art Lab series. So these are ways that you can engage with your kids, or your kids can just engage by themselves in creative ways. The Museum of Art and Design is doing virtual studio visits with folks that are talking about design. And actually, for high school kids, their summer camps include portfolio reviews, so some really amazing courses that beforehand were limited to those people who were living in that city, you know, living in New York, living in these larger city.
Oh, yeah. I mean, places. You could be a person who lives in Proctor and is a talented artist and says, oh, yeah,
absolutely.
You know, I had my stuff evaluated
exactly.
By the College of Art and Design. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it's a really wonderful way of opening that up, and I think that it's, I can't see us going back. I think it's one of those things that's just going to hopefully continue, because I think it's a really wonderful way of engaging folks who might not have had access to that before. So, for instance, the one that I'm actually really excited about is the Harlem School of Arts is opening a month-long immersion program into the Harlem Renaissance. So they are looking at the visual arts, jazz, dance, tap, theater, sort of looking at just the incredible creative renaissance that that happened and how it is still going on and how we are, you know, how much we have to thank to those artists. So I'm really excited about that one. And I'm also really excited, both the Whitney and the Guggenheim are doing, are focusing their courses on families. So we talk about ways that people can connect. And so, for instance, I talked about talking to my aunt. She's in Baltimore. We do a regular Zoom meeting on Sunday mornings now. Well, what a wonderful way to introduce both the Whitney and the Guggenheim are introducing these Zoom sessions that are specifically designed for families to create art in a Zoom platform. So in other words, you know, how do you take a tour of the Guggenheim together as a family, even though you're separate? So I think it's a, you know, not just sort of hopping on and looking at their website, but it is a guided tour that asks family-related questions that that you might be able to engage with on that level. So I think and then the Whitney is looking more towards art making. So these are Zoom art classes that are focused on Saturday mornings towards more family-focused activities. So these are projects that you can do with folks who are, you know, separated because of social distancing. So I think that you know, if you sort of feel like you've said everything you need to say to your relatives and you need some new activities, the Whitney and the Guggenheim are stepping in to help you to make new memories over the Zoom.
You know what I'm really tickled about is the idea that my mom at 88 frequently does not have the stamina to do the marathon museum tours. We're big museum people in our family, history museums in particular,
right.
But also art museums. What I mean, find a museum and the Johnsons will all be there, you know, reading every single little tiny plaque. At 88, maybe my mom's not going to do a marathon museum tour session anymore. But if I can talk her long distance through how to do the Zoom thing, oh, man, we can tour a museum together, and that would be super fun.
Exactly. I think that this is a wonderful use of technology to connect us in some really important ways and to make these collections, you know, connect with us at this point in our lives and in this point in history. So I definitely think that institutions are going to continue doing this even after we come out on the other side of this. So I'm anxious to try some of those opportunities out. And then I also wanted to mention a local connection that I think is really important. And that is last week, Blackbird Revolt. I talked about Teresa Hardaway Moses and Jordan Moses are the creative powerhouses, and they really are powerhouses behind Blackbird Revolt. Last Monday was the anniversary of the lynching of Elias Clayton, Elmer Jackson, and Isaac McGee, and Blackbird Revolt released a zine on that day. And originally, it's called Apres Zine, APRESZINE, and I will send you the link, Lisa, I promise. So that you can share it with everyone who's listening. They created this scene. Originally, it was going to be in memoriam to these figures, but they realized, you know, as they were making it, it was the murder of George Floyd, and that had just come after Breonna Taylor. And so they were saying, you know, how can we create something that is going to be helpful for those folks who are stuck, who are lost, who are curious, who are ready to move, but might not have the tools to be really active allies. And so you can go to Blackbird Revolt and download the zine. You could certainly donate. It is available for free, but certainly we know that it is important to pay our artists. So you can certainly make a donation to download that as well. And I think it showcases the role that design can have in the movement. I think a lot of times we think of design as being just in the camp of advertising, and certainly it has been used by capitalism, but we are seeing the other movements and other movements of activism actively engage really fabulous design in ways that are moving people. So definitely check out Apres Zine as well. And that is our week in art, Lisa.
And what a week it is. Annie, thanks a million. Get to work again on some more of those sensitively rendered portraits of vegetables. And eventually we'll have some to share on our website, I hope, at KUMD.org. Where's Art is a regular feature of every single Monday right here on 103.3 KUMD.